Two U.S. states ready to start iGaming legalization discussions. Lawmakers in Wyoming and Indiana have introduced bills to legalize online casinos, aiming to join the seven U.S. states that already permit iGaming. This move comes as states increasingly look toward online gambling as a potential source of revenue. Rhode Island was the most recent state to legalize online casinos in 2024, and now Wyoming and Indiana are advancing their efforts to expand the scope of legal gambling within their jurisdictions. In Indiana, Representative Ethan Manning has put forward House Bill 1432, which seeks to legalize both traditional casino games and digital lottery options. The bill proposes a tax rate ranging from 22% to 30% on these operations. Previous attempts to legalize iGaming in Indiana have faced challenges, including allegations of misconduct involving lawmakers. In one notable case, Sean Eberhardt, who was involved in overseeing gambling legislation, was sentenced to a year in prison for accepting favors from a casino company in exchange for future employment opportunities. Following this controversy, Senate leaders chose to halt all iGaming-related legislation during that session. With the introduction of House Bill 1432, proponents are hoping for a more favorable outcome this time around. Wyoming makes the jump. In Wyoming, several lawmakers have collaborated on House Bill 162, which aims to legalize online casino games in the state. The proposed legislation explicitly excludes games and activities that fall under the exclusive control of tribal authorities, as well as fantasy sports and lotteries. Wyoming's approach reflects a targeted effort to establish a legal framework for online casinos while respecting existing agreements with tribal gaming entities. Supporters of the Wyoming bill have pointed to the potential financial benefits of legalizing iGaming in the state. A feasibility study conducted in November projected that a legal iGaming market could generate gross gaming revenue of approximately $887 million over its first 5 years of operation. This could result in tax revenues of up to $177 million during the same period, providing a significant boost to the state's economy. Lawmakers advocating for the bill argue that these revenues could help fund public services and address budgetary challenges. Both states are seeking to tap into the growing popularity of online gambling, which has gained traction in recent years due to advancements in technology and changes in consumer behavior. If successful, Wyoming and Indiana would join a group of states that have embraced iGaming as a way to modernize their gambling industries and generate additional revenue streams. The outcomes of these legislative efforts will be closely watched, as they could signal further expansion of online gambling across the U.S.